We're going to talk right now with Brianna Hebling, and I hope I'm saying that right. I remember a little bit about you from one of the TV contests. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I guess I've been playing music since forever, and this will be our second year playing Tower Days, so we're so excited for Friday. Back in, I think it was 2017, I made it to LA for American Idol for a little bit, and from then on, though, I've been kind of doing TikTok as my thing. We're at almost 500,000 followers on that. So it's been kind of a fun ride just seeing where it takes us.
What kind of things do you do on TikTok? And tell us a little bit about the music that you like to play.
Oh, boy. So we always make this joke, whether it is, you know, country music or rock music or something you've heard on the radio in the past 30 years, there's a good chance you'll hear it at one of our shows. We do things like Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, all the way to Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, and obviously some original music. So we kind of like to keep it pretty versatile.
Did you grow up always loving music and being a performer?
Yes, absolutely. My first time playing in front of people, I was 8 years old. And I started piano in kindergarten, and from there it just kind of took off, so it's always been a huge part of me.
You play piano. Do you play any other instruments?
Yep, I play the piano, acoustic, electric guitar, mandolin, and vocals.
Where does your music come from? Were your parents into music? Was it something that they did?
You know, that's the funny part, is my parents did not whatsoever do music at all. So when I said I wanted a guitar when I was like 6 or 7 years old, they're like, oh God, this is going to be a phase. It wasn't a phase, thankfully, but no, I really don't know where it came from, because I just decided one day I'm going to do music, and they just went with the ride.
Tell me a little bit about Tower Days and how you got associated with it. It's a great event in our area, and I think that people from hundreds of miles in each direction are going to come and watch you perform.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're so excited. Like I said, last year was our first year, and we were so excited to be asked back this year, and it's one thing that I'm looking forward to once again. It was so fun last year. I got to talk with everyone and just kind of hang out. That's my favorite part, is just meeting everyone, and I think it'll be a good show. We play from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., so.
There's something about growing up in the Midwest. It keeps you grounded, doesn't it, as far as being an entertainer and not letting yourself get overwhelmed with the fame and stardom?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have such a long ways to go, but I've also come such a long ways. But I'm a North Dakota girl, so, you know, right, pretty darn close to you guys. And I absolutely love my hometown and where I live now, which is Fargo, and just kind of, you know, taking the ride with the support of having the Midwest as my background.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about being from the Midwest, I believe, is that there's not a lot of us, but there is a huge amount of support. And I know that everybody that lives in the Midwest, when they see you perform, and it's kind of like an inspiration. If somebody from Fargo can make it, then anybody can make it, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I hope so. That's the goal. I love watching and supporting other artists that I look up to, such artists that are, you know, from the Midwest area. So it's really cool to just see all the outpouring love and support, regardless of what level you're at.
I know that everybody's excited. Tell us again a little bit about when you're performing and what day at Tower Days.
Yep, so for the Tower Days, we are playing this Friday, I believe. Is it the 24th this Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And we play from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., a nice little street dance, and so excited. We have a lot of new material, original and cover-wise, and a lot of fun merchandise, and it's going to be a great time. So everyone should come out, and let's hang out and have some fun.
We look forward to it. Thank you so much, Brianna, for taking the time, and we look forward to your show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.